Now, I certainly should know that because we have plenty of that. The gap.
All right. Do you ever call it, you know, when they're making a log house and they put those logs together, they cut a little
notch.
Yeah. You know, have you ever heard that word used in place of gap, or you'd always call it a gap?
No, I don't believe I have right. in that sense.
And a sheer face on a mountain, a rock that...
Yeah, that's called the face.
Uh-huh.
The answer's taking the place, look here.
Uh-huh. That's probably the weather, yeah.
It is.
Well, you might call it the face of the mountain, or you might call it, you'd say he fell off the...
Cliff.
All right. And are there many of those around?
There is just plenty of all of these mountains. Every one of them back in here has these hanging out cliffs.
Uh-huh.
Now, this house that I told you I'd love for you to see is up Dentist Creek here, about 2 miles.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, spends the summer. He teaches at Murfreesboro.
Uh-huh.
And he comes here for the summer. And he built this house on a cliff,
uh-huh.
a big rock that hangs right out over a valley, goes
yeah.
straight down. If you'd fall off of his porch, you'd never know what.
No, that's what I told. He told me about that, and I said that first step must be a long one, you know, going down that way.
It's a beauty, but it's built on a cliff,
uh-huh.
a rock.
Yeah, that's no good for sleepwalkers, is it?
Oh boy.
A place where boats stop and freight is unloaded.
Dock.
And would you call it that? Well, you know, in San Francisco, there's a place called Fisherman's.
Haven?
Or what? Another. It's a dock or a there's another name. I just wondered how you pronounce that. It starts with a WH.
Wharf?
Yeah. Now, do you think of a wharf in relation to large?
Yeah, a large.
And a place when the water's running down, the water
gushes
down the mountain, and then it
comes
drops
gushing down the
and
mountain
drops right. off. It would be a
falls.
Now, different kinds of roads. What kinds of roads did they have around here when you were a child?
Plain old dirt roads, and then gravel roads, and then asphalt and hardtop. And mud roads.
Now, is a mud road different from a dirt road? Is it a wet dirt road?
It's a wet dirt road. It's a winter dirt road.
Okay, a winter dirt road. And a road that might go, well, say the road from here to Bruce's. Now, you call this the highway out here. What would you call it?
We call it a side road.
All right, and the road up from the highway up to your house?
Driveway.
And in town... you don't walk on the street, you walk on the
sidewalk.
And the grass between
the lawn.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have any special name for that, though. You know, that grass between the sidewalk and the street.
If there is, I just don't recall it.
And something, you'd say, he picked up something.
Gravel or
something, a little
stone or rock.
And he.
Stone.
And he had a dog.
Slings or throws.
Okay. And you'd say yesterday he...
Threw the...
You went over to a friend's house and rang the bell. You'd say, I guess he isn't... There's no answer.
I guess he's gone or he's asleep or...
Or there's nobody...
Yeah, nobody home.
And drinking you're having a... So how do you like your coffee? And now if you don't put anything in it, you say, I like my coffee.
Strong, black.
Uh-huh.
Black, did, most people say black.
Did you ever hear the expression barefooted?
Yes.
Is that, that's
what my daddy always called it.
Is that right?
Take it barefooted.
Uh-huh. And then, now you'd say,